From the United States Naval Training School, Women's Reserve, New York, Crystal Myers, makers of Sal Hepatica for the smile of health, and the True Shade, the beforehand lotion, presents The Eddie Cantor Show.
Once there was a little girl who lived next to me, and she loved a sailor boy, he was only three. Now he's on a battleship in his sailor suit, just a great big sailor man, but he's just as cute. With his bell-bottom trousers, coat of navy blue, she loves a sailor, and he loves her too. When they walk along the street, anyone can see they are oh so much in love, happy as can be. Hand in hand they stroll along, they don't give a hoot. He won't let go of her hand, even to salute. Bell-bottom trousers, coat of navy blue, she loves a sailor, and he loves her too. Everywhere her sailor went, she was sure to go, till one day he sailed away where she doesn't know. Now she's gone and joined the waves, maybe go to sea, try to find her sailor boy wherever he may be. Come on, waves, let's have anchors away. Huh?
Take you aboard the 20th Century Limited, where we join Eddie Cantor and his party en route to little old New York.
Well, Don Wilson, we'll be in New York in a few minutes, and tonight we'll be broadcasting for the Waves at their training school.
Yeah, gee, Eddie, I don't know how I'm going to feel playing in front of 2,000 women, you know. They don't like guys like me. They prefer someone like Frank Sinatra.
Frank Sinatra? Listen, Don. If they're so crazy about just a bone, they'll go nuts about a whole steak.
Well, Eddie.
Yeah.
Eddie, speaking of steak, I hear the meat shortage is pretty bad in New York.
Pretty bad? Do you remember how you used to take your family to the zoo and they had signs saying, please don't feed the animals?
Yeah.
Well, now the signs say, please don't feed the animals to your family. And, Don, on the subject of the zoo, I don't want to brag, but right here in New York, they have the stork that brought me. And he's in the Central Park Zoo right now, Don.
Well, Eddie, you know, that stork deserves to be punished, but, gosh, life imprisonment.
Don't be so smart, Don. You know, when I was in your hometown, Denver, week before last, I saw the stork that brought you.
Oh, you saw the stork that carried me into the world?
Yeah, and it's the first stork I ever saw with fallen arches. Tell me something, Don. Is it true that the stork that delivered you had to make 3 trips?
Oh, Eddie.
Well, anyway, Don.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get off the train. I love New York. Look in the paper.
What?
Here's a picture of Mayor LaGuardia welcoming General Bradley back from overseas. Look at the wild celebration. Isn't that some picture?
Gee, I see. General Bradley, all right, but I don't see Mayor LaGuardia standing there.
Let me see. Mm-hmm. Did that piece of confetti knock him down again?
Say, Eddie, take a look at this paper. It says the Yanks are playing this afternoon. You like to go to ball games?
Oh, yes, Don. But I used to get a big kick when I was a kid and someone boosted me over the fence.
Yeah, my dad used to do the same thing with me, but eventually I got too heavy for him and he had to stop.
Yeah?
When I was 2 years old. Oh, you know something, Eddie?
Hello, Mr. Wilson. Hello, Mr. Cantor.
Well, Nora Martin.
Yeah.
Say, Nora, I didn't see you in the dining car this morning. But last night in Chicago, I meant to ask you, I saw you having dinner with two sailors that asked for my autograph. You shouldn't have let the two sailors pay for your dinner, Nora.
Oh, they didn't pay for my dinner.
Well, that's nice. You treated the sailors?
Oh, no.
Well, then who took care of the check?
What do you think you autographed?
Oh, how darn nice of me.
Hello, Mr. Janner.
Why, Leonard Seuss. Come in, Leonard. Say, Leonard, I can't understand you. Last night, you were alone on the observation car with a lovely girl like Nora. It was a beautiful night, and what did you do? You played checkers.
Yeah.
Checkers you played.
But you weren't there when we went through that tunnel, and I sneaked around to her side. You should have heard her scream.
Yeah, what? Tell me, what did you do?
I jumped two of her checkers.
Leonard! Leonard, I thought you were a bright young fellow. I certainly didn't expect him to meet a complete moron.
How do you do?
Why, Bert Gordon, you mad, mad Russian. Russian.
Yes?
We're kneeling into New York. Do you know where you're going to live?
The last time I was here, I stayed at the Waldorf, and I also stayed at the Astoria.
Russian, the Waldorf Astoria is one hotel.
Oh, and I thought I was thrown out of two hotels.
Russian, you're always getting into trouble. Can't you behave like a gentleman?
Why, most, yes.
Yes.
Only last night, I had a date with a very beautiful girl. I wined her and dined her, and when I took her home, I didn't even kiss her goodnight.
Why not?
We were too busy necking.
Now, Russian, I don't believe you ever had a date with a beautiful girl.
Now, there, don't say. I don't know if you know, last week I was in Ciro's. Lana was there, Lana Turner.
Yeah.
I looked at her. She looked at me. Finally, she sent a head waiter over to ask me if I would care to dance.
What did you do?
I danced with him.
Oh, you Russian, you get worse and worse. You should donate your brain to science.
They're having a scrap drive.
Oh, Russian, forget it. Have you been taking good care of my friend Harry's baby, Eddie Cantor Von Zell, Jr.?
Yes, I've been very, very busy. You don't know how much work it is taking care of an 8-month-old baby.
Well, the things you do taking care of a baby must make a lot of work.
It ain't the things I do. That kid is always screaming, breaking bottles. It's terrible.
Why are you crying over a little milk?
Milk. It ain't his bottles he's breaking.
Well, Russian, you wouldn't have to worry if you were a real companion to the kid. Don't you know how to keep him amused?
Nice. Only last night...
Well, Madge!
Only last night, I took care of my little 4-year-old nephew. 4 hours, I sat there and played gin rummy with him.
Russian, you played gin rummy with a child? You, a man, matching wits with a 4-year-old? Why, that's unfair.
You should give me back my money.
Russian, stop standing there and talking nonsense now. Go get your baggage. There are going to be a lot of waves. Meet us at the station.
I know. Already I've written a poem just for the waves.
A poem, Russian?
Yes.
For the waves?
Yes.
What is it? Go ahead.
A wave fell in love with a sailor. They were two of the happiest people. She married this lad, and in 1 year he had not only a wave, but a ripple.
All out for Grand Central Station.
Grand Central Station, we're in, Doc.
Oh, New York, come on, Eddie, let's go. Hey, look at all the waves lining up on the platform and meet us out there. Look at them. Wonderful.
Hey, just a minute, girls. I'll tell you what. While we take care of the baggage, how about a song from our new singing find who recently got his discharge after 18 months in the Navy, Freddie Martell. Hey, Freddie, what do you think of all these waves?
Well, when I first became a sailor, they told me the Navy builds men. But from what I see here, I think they build women much better.
Sing, Freddie. Come on, Don.
Oh,
love you. I love you. You are my sweetheart in dreams, it seems. Sweetheart of my
Freddie, just bring up your trunk to Hunter College. Say, Don, I'm tingling all over. I'm so excited at being in New York again.
Well, me too, Eddie, and this may sound disloyal to Jack Benny, but, Eddie, I want to thank you for the trip.
Thank me?
Well, yes. You've made it possible for me to be in New York with my favorite comedian.
Why, Dunsey, Dunsey, Wunsey. Need any cigarettes? Can I get you tickets to a show?
Yeah, make it Harvey. That Frank Fay is my favorite comedian.
Wait a minute, what's so great about Frank Fay?
What's so great about Frank Fay? Why, he does a whole show just standing and talking to a rabbit.
What's so great about talking to a rabbit? Look at me, I'm standing here talking to an elephant.
Oh, Eddie, you missed the point. You can't even see the rabbit, it's invisible. And so if Fay's a great actor by talking to someone that's invisible, then I am too.
Let me get this, you are a great actor?
Why, certainly. Every Wednesday I talk to someone invisible, all those lovely people listening in. And I tell them whenever they feel sick and headachy, due to the need of a laxative, take a glass full of sparkling sal hepatica. For sal hepatica taken then brings quick, gentle relief, usually within an hour. That means you don't have to risk feeling miserable all day, waiting until night to take a laxative. And besides quick, gentle relief, sparkling sal hepatica gives you the advantage of helping to sweeten an upset stomach by helping to reduce excess gastric acidity. So why not get a bottle of sal hepatica and keep it handy? Remembering this caution, use only as directed. Then, whenever you need a laxative, morning, noon, or night, see how much faster you feel better thanks to gentle, speedy sal hepatica.
Well said, Don. Now let's go. And look, when we get to the hotel this time, don't embarrass me like you did in St. Louis.
Embarrass you?
Yeah. Look, when you go up to the clerk, you just ask for a room. Don't say, give me a room close to the shower. I forgot to bring my pajamas.
Oh, Eddie, I didn't say that.
Yes,
no,
I didn't
either.
Well, hey, look at all the people waiting for autographs.
That must make you mighty proud, having all those people meeting you, huh?
Well, it makes me proud, but what you have to go through... Don,
yeah?
An autograph hound is a person who jumps out of an alley, kicks you in the shins, twists your arms, pulls your hair, tears your shirt, and says, huh, up close you ain't so hot.
Eddie.
Anyway, Don, let's hurry and get a cab, huh?
Mr. Cantor. Oh, Mr. Cantor.
What's the matter, Nora?
The baby's gone.
The baby?
Yes.
Yeah, we left him over near the baggage room and we can't find him.
The baby's missing? Well, what'll we do?
What'll we do? Leonard, you go to the station master.
Yes, sir.
Nora Martin, you check with Traveler's Aid.
Yes, sir.
Freddie Martell, you go to the 54th Street Police Station right away.
Yes, Mr. Cantor.
Don, come on. We'll go to the Bureau of Missing Persons. Imagine, Eddie Cantor Bonzel Jr. gone, disappeared. What could have happened?
How old is the baby?
8 months old.
Maybe he eloped.
Don, he is 8 months old.
Oh, I thought you said 18 months old.
How did Jack Benny keep him all these years? Here we are, Don. The Bureau of Missing Persons, see?
Yeah, there's the man in charge. Say, can you help us find a missing baby?
I'm sorry.
Why?
I'm a missing person.
Oh, that's terrible. Where were you when you got lost?
In Macy's. My mother took me there to bring back my football. It didn't have any air in it.
Well, why didn't you try blowing it up?
I did, but my head just got bigger.
Oh, I see.
Goodbye, fella. Goodbye. Now, we've got to find the baby or his parents will be furious.
I've been here for 3 months and my parents haven't been able to find me.
You know something?
What?
I don't think they're looking. Come on, Don. We'll go to the police commissioner. Come on, Don.
Gee, Eddie, do you think we did right coming here to the city hall to see the police commissioner?
Why, certainly. I wouldn't be surprised if he's heard about the baby already.
Gee, I hope so. Eddie, I can't get over it. Losing the baby just through carelessness. Now, after all, you've raised five daughters and you never lost any through carelessness.
Yeah, and I can't lose them through marriage either.
Eddie, we must be in the wrong place. Here, this is a license bureau and that clerk over there, he's waving at you.
Say, mister.
Yes?
You look very familiar. Didn't I once sell you a marriage license?
Brother, if you didn't, I owe Ida an apology.
Why, you're Eddie Cantor.
Sure I'm Eddie Cantor.
Yeah, sure I sold you a license.
Yep. It was 31 years ago I paid you $2 for a license, and we're still together. Are you surprised?
No, no. When Cantor spends $2, he's going to get his money's worth.
Tell me, old man, how is the marriage business?
Well, it's okay, but the customers ain't as young as they used to be. Past few months, we've had Al Jolson and Stokowski.
Oh! I wondered why they had to tear down the stairs and put in an escalator.
Yeah, see, before we did that, Jessel came in with a girl, took one look at the flight of stairs, and said, to heck with it.
Oh, now, for heaven's sake, Eddie, stop gabbing. We've got to find that baby.
All right, Don, take it easy. Look, here's the police commissioner's office right in here. Well, I'll be... Look, Don.
Yeah.
It's the baby. The baby. Oh, pardon me, Fiorello. Come on, we'll find the police commissioner right away.
Well, Eddie, we've done everything. We'll just have to sit here at the hotel until the police or someone calls us.
Don, I'm just a bundle of nerves. I feel so sorry for that poor little baby lost in the big city. I wonder what that baby can be thinking of us for losing him. Wherever he is, I wonder what he can be thinking.
Looking for me. But that's nothing new. All his life he's been looking for a little baby boy. The Navy asked Popeye to leave home and come to the Waves training school and meet a lot of girls. What do they think he's got running around his house? Termites? That was a nice trip across the country. The scenery was beautiful. And in Albuquerque, I saw the cutest thing. An Indian lady carrying her papoose on her back. She must be raising him to be a tail gunner. Well, there's nothing new about getting lost. I heard when Popeyes was a little boy, he was lost one night in the woods. They had a lot of trouble finding him. 17 times they thought they had him, and each time it turned out to be an owl. Oh, gee. I don't think I'll ever be found on account of this diaper. Popeyes wrapped me in it on the train. Now if anybody turns me over, they'll think my name is New York Central.
Don.
Yeah?
Don, I'm going crazy. No word about the baby yet.
Mr. Cantor?
Yes, Leonard?
The baby isn't on top of the Empire State Building, and he isn't in Gimbel's basement.
Such a dope. Why the top of the Empire State Building in Gimbel's basement?
Well, you told me to look high and low.
No!
Oh, Eddie, I am so very much upset. Now, we've got to get the baby back before Harry Bonzell finds out.
Harry will never forgive me. This is a fine how-do-you-do. A fine how-do-you-do.
Fine how-do-you-do.
Russian, did you find out anything about the baby? Did you question anybody?
Most positive.
Yes.
Only an hour ago, I saw a beautiful nurse wheeling a baby carriage. I asked over 100 questions, but to each question, she answered no.
Then she knew nothing about the baby?
That is one question I forgot to ask you.
Russian, the next time, instead of coming to you, I'm going to hire a detective.
But, Kemper, already I'm a great detective. Have you ever heard of the Thin Man?
Yes.
I can't get meat either.
Russian, how can you clown when we're all in such trouble? I thought you loved that baby.
I do. And have no fear, Kemper. I will find that baby.
Oh, you will?
Most indeed. For I not only have the instincts of a great detective, I also have,
yes,
the instincts.
Oh, get out. I'm telling you, Don, I don't know what to do. It's been 4 hours already. Leonard and Nora and the Russian were no help. I haven't heard from the police. Hello? Don, it's Los Angeles. Hello? Harry Von Zell? What do I tell him about the baby? Oh, he's fine, Harry. Just fine. You want to talk to him? Don, he wants to talk to the baby. You'll have to pretend you're the baby. Here, take it. Oh, give me that phone. Of course the baby's in good health, Harry. In fact, you should see the weight he's put on. Oh, sure, I'll give him a bath tonight and pat his little tummy. What's that? You want to talk to Don Wilson? He wants to talk to you, Don. Not that, no. Grow up. Get on the phone and do something to distract his attention.
Okay. Hello, Harry, this is Don. What? Oh, you want to know if the baby's in good hands. Say, I'm glad you asked me about that, Harry. Because since I've been in New York, I've been telling every woman about good hands. And how good Truché, the beforehand lotion, is for keeping hands smooth and lovely. Harry, I told them Truché is the new idea in hand lotions. And to show every gal how really new and different Truché, the beforehand lotion, is, I told them to put some on their hands before they do the dishes or tub their undies. I told them Truché is so effective it will help guard their hands even in hot, soapy water. What's that, Harry? I'm doing fine? Well, thanks, and don't worry about the baby. We won't let him out of our sight. Why, we're even taking him to the home base of the waves. Base, Harry, base. Oh, no, Harry, no. Do I have to? Oh, all right. And speaking of base, you'd be surprised how many women use Truché as a powder base. Truché is wonderful for that, you know. And it's also perfect to help keep your legs soft and smooth, particularly in the summer when the skin has a tendency to dry. Well, so long, Harry. I'll see you in a spell. What? Oh, do I have to? All right. Truché is spelled T-R-U-S-H-A-Y. Goodbye.
Oh, I'm so glad he doesn't know about the baby yet. I only hope we find him before Harry finds out. Cantor speaking.
Say, Cantor.
Yes?
Don't worry, I have found the baby. He's been with me for hours.
Russian, you've had the baby with you for hours? Put him on. I want to talk to him.
That we're going to do.
Baby, I want to hear your voice. Speak to your Uncle Eddie. Speak to me.
How do you do?
Russian, where did you find him?
In the girls' dressing room at the Copacabana.
What a stroke of luck. A million places to look in New York and you picked the right spot. Whatever gave you the idea of trying the girls' dressing room?
Silly boy.
Say, Don, the Russian's bringing the baby over. We'll all be together in time to broadcast for the wave.
But Eddie, we haven't had a rehearsal. Don't you think you ought to run over your opening song?
Yes. Len and Nora, let's repeat the number we introduced several weeks ago. You remember as kids, don't you?
Who's got eyes that sparkle like a lily sprinkled with dew? Lily Bell. Who's got lips that dance as autumn rain with summer is blue? Lily Bell.
Would you like a Sunday on a rainy day?
You can catch a sunbeam when she smiles your way.
Who's got all the leaves of flutter so they're ready to fall? Lily Bell.
Birdies take one look at her and stop their singing to call.
My, you're swell.
Oh, and incidentally, think yourself.
If your eyes are open and you think you're seeing a dream, it's Lily Bell. And you think you're seeing a dream.
Take another look and then you know it isn't a dream.
No one else but Lily Bell.
It couldn't be anyone else but Lily Bell.
Kind of tired from working all day. Your back ache. Your muscles ache from working so hard. Well, listen, Mom. Send Junior down to the store for a jar of Minute Rub and get some fast relief. You see, Minute Rub is a modern, quick-acting rub that helps bring speedy relief for those tired, aching muscles. All you do is rub Minute Rub on briskly. In a minute, its counter-irritant and pain-relieving actions help bring soothing, welcome relief. And listen, here at last is a quick-acting rub that's also greaseless and stainless. Disappears like vanishing cream, so it won't harm clothes or linens. So anytime you have muscular aches and pains caused by physical overexertion, get quick relief the modern way, the greaseless, stainless Minute Rub way.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.